Good morning, good morning, and
You're
welcome
listening
to today's
to the Blog Talk
edition.
Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning, and welcome to today's edition of the International Mastermind Association's Think and Grow Rich Blog Talk Radio. We're having a few technical difficulties this morning and appreciate your patience in getting the show started. My name is Thomasina Williams. I am the owner of Sankofa Legacy Advisors, where we support families in building legacies of generational success. I'm pleased to be your host on today's show, and also to have with me my co-host, Ms. Robin Donaldson, who is the owner of Renew Construction Services, Ms. Angelique Frost, the owner of Remarje Brand Luxury Bead Line, and our master builder, Ann McNeil, as well as Ursula Odom, who is the owner of Sula 2, a publishing, performance, and creative arts firm. This morning we have for you as a very special guest, Ms. Vicki Hopp, who is the owner of Hops Construction Services. The Blog Talk Radio Mastermind Association show is one in which we walk through every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Napoleon Hill's best-selling classic book, Think and Grow Rich, in which he outlines a 13-step formula to help us succeed not only in our businesses and our finances, but in every area of our lives. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As I said, good morning, good morning. That was the first voice you heard was our guest, Ms. Vicki Hopp, and then voice was that of Ms. Ursula Odom, who is also going to be co-hosting this morning. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we are marching through each chapter of the book, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And we've already covered the first 8 steps of the 13 success formula. Today we're going to be talking about the 9th step, which is the power of the mastermind. Before we get into talking about the power of the mastermind, however, I just want to bring us up to speed to remind those of us who have been following along for the last several months and for those who may be joining us for the first time, what the first 8 steps are of the 13-step formula. Step number 1, Napoleon Hill says, is to have a burning desire. In order for you to succeed in your business, in accumulating financial resources, in building a family, in losing weight, in focusing on your health, in areas of spirit, you have to have a burning desire. That fuels everything and is the first step in the 13-step success formula. You must have faith. You must be able to visualize and believe in your subconscious mind that you have the ability to attain that for which you have a burning desire. The third step, Napoleon Hill says, is what he calls auto-suggestion. And auto-suggestion simply means being very purposeful and intentional and regularly, consistently feeding our subconscious mind with positive influence, focusing on the positive and that which we want to see in our lives rather than focusing so much on that which we do not see. Because the subconscious mind only knows the impulses that we feed it. It does not distinguish between good and bad, positive and negative, desired and not desired. What you focus on is what the subconscious mind allows us to ultimately manifest. Therefore, through the habit of constantly feeding ourselves with positive thoughts and that which we want to achieve, we are able to then reach our burning desire. Number three on auto-suggestion. Step number four in the 13-step success formula is specialized knowledge. Specialized knowledge says that I will have certain personal experiences that I can draw upon, but I don't need to know everything. None of us succeeds by ourselves. The knowledge that I do not have, I'm able to go out and get that knowledge, attract that knowledge, and one of the ways of doing that is through this ninth step we're going to be discussing today, and that is through the specialized knowledge of other people through my mastermind group. Step number five is imagination. Imagination, Napoleon Hill says, is the workshop of the mind. The workshop of the mind. Everything starts as an idea in our mind. Step number six in the 13-step formula is organized planning. We spent quite a bit of time in this chapter on organized planning. Planning says that in order to achieve our desired goal, we have to have a plan. We have to take action. And we need to have organized planning. We don't want to just have a lot of action, a lot of activity, and not be actually moving towards that which we desire. So organized planning, very purposeful and intentional in that planning, is very important. And we're going to touch a little bit on that today. Step seven is decision. One of the biggest fallings or failings, I should say, that all of us have at some point in our lives, no matter what journey we're on, is that of procrastination. We put off doing that which we say we want to do, that which we feel called to do, but are for some reason afraid, we don't have enough time, whatever it might be that causes us to procrastinate. Napoleon Hill says that the antidote, the answer to procrastination is simply to make a decision. To make a decision and move forward with the organized plans that we have developed. Step eight, persistence. In order to be successful in any endeavor, we must be persistent. Life is full of ups and downs. It's okay to fall down. It's a part of the journey. The key is to get back up again, to be persistent, to have that sustained effort working towards our goal. And Napoleon Hill says that sustained effort is necessary to induce faith and to help us succeed in any endeavor. That brings us to step nine, the power of the mastermind. Napoleon Hill defines the mastermind as coordination of knowledge and effort, harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. I'm going to share that again. The mastermind principle is defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. This is actually our second show on the power of the mastermind, our second show in this series. Last week, for those of you who were able to join us and for those who may be joining us for the first time, we also touched on the power of the mastermind in last week's show. Last week's show, we talked about the three different ways in which Napoleon Hill says that we can acquire knowledge, three primary ways. There are, of course, multiple ways, but the three primary ways in which Napoleon Hill says that we can acquire knowledge is first through infinite intelligence, essentially harkens back to our step number five and the use of our creative imagination, that source from which all of our ideas and our creativity comes. The second source of knowledge, Napoleon Hill says, is accumulated experience. That can be our own experiences. It can be the experience of other people. It can be experiences that we research and find out about. And then the third source of knowledge, he says, is that of experimentation. Experimentation and discovery. Each of these three sources of knowledge are knowledge that we can acquire either on our own or through the power of the mastermind, through the power of aligning ourselves in harmony with like-minded people towards the achievement of a definite goal. One of the quotes that I love that I think really encapsulates and summarizes quite nicely this concept of the mastermind is a quote from Woodrow Wilson, who was the 28th president of the United States from 1910 to 1921. And Woodrow Wilson used to say, "I not only use all the brains that I have, but all that I can borrow," meaning from my mastermind, from those who have specialized knowledge that I myself don't have. This morning, as I said, our very special guest is Ms. Vicki Hopps of Hopps Construction Services, headquartered in Tampa, Florida. Good morning, Vicki, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Vicki, we would love to hear your story about how you have used the principle of the mastermind to grow your business, Hopps Construction Services. Can you share a little about that with our listening audience this morning?
Yes, and I would love to. Just being able to learn the different tools that we need to be able to think differently about just the everyday steps and the way you move within your life and your business has helped me to grow not only my business, but as an individual, as a mother, as a grandmother. Just learning the different tools that, at my age, didn't even know it or how to get to the point that I am in my life.
And so can you share with us, how did you first get exposed to the concept of the mastermind?
Well, I actually had, Miss Ann had mentioned that one of the speakers that I guess she had listened to before previously was going to be in Tampa, and that she wanted me to go and just listen to him. So I did, but I brought back the information, and I did go to his mastermind, but at the same time, it was not hands-on. It was like you call in and you speak for 3 minutes, and that was all you did. But there was no follow-up or accountability like the mastermind that I just experienced.
And for those who are listening, can you share with them who is Ann, Miss Ann, that you're referring to?
Miss Ann McNeil is the founder of several organizations. She's a master builder. She hosts masterminds as well. My take on just not being a master builder, her brain is a mastermind, the way I look at it, because, I call her for everything.
Yes, our dear master builder, Miss Ann McNeil, who is a master builder in the construction industry. She is the first black woman to become a general contractor in the entire state of Florida, the first black woman to become a general contractor in Florida. She not only builds buildings and facilities, but also has a personal development company called Constructively Speaking, in which she helps people to build better lives. Anne is the reason that many of us have come to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, certainly to this Blog Talk radio show. She's also the founder of the International Mastermind Association and created the association and this Blog Talk radio show as a way of sharing with other people the power and the value of the mastermind. Now, you referred to having been in at least two masterminds, Vicki, one some time ago that didn't really fulfill your needs as much as one that you experienced more recently. Can you share with us about that more recent experience of the power of the mastermind?
Yes, we talked several times a week. He was assigned to an accountability partner that checked in with you to give you the support that you need to go through the course and be able to stay the course, because in a mastermind, sometimes it gets a little hard because you're busy. And I was one of those people in Busyville that was having a lot going on and having a lot of action, but no production. So just being able to go through that mastermind and implementing those steps is definitely the way you think, definitely the organized planning and having a plan. Just getting up every day thinking about the stuff that I know I had to do or that I thought I had to do, but being able to organize that in a plan, it actually helped me get more done. It helped me get the productivity that I needed in my business, and not just in my business, in my personal life as well.
That is great. I love that. You said you were one of the people who was in Busyville, who had a lot of activity
Busyville.
But not a lot of productivity. I
right.
haven't heard that one
yes.
before. I'm going to remember that. And so how did the mastermind help you to move from that activity amounting to not a whole lot to actually having an organized plan and productivity towards implementing that plan?
Because I write things down. That was my key. And they teach you that in the book to write your plan out. But just getting up and saying, I got to do this and I got to do that, it was not working for all these years. That's what the method I've been using. But didn't even realize when I wrote all of my active jobs out, I'm currently working on 11 projects and didn't
wow.
even realize that. But sometimes I get up and I say, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But I was not checking the progress on every project every day. And so, therefore, some of the projects just was stagnant in the status of moving forward and getting them completed. So that helped me a lot with being able to write it down.
And I think that is every mastermind group, every leadership development program, every spiritual program I've ever been a part of emphasizes the value of putting our ideas on paper. There's something about taking that idea, putting it on paper that somehow helps to inject a different level of energy into it that is one step closer to making it a reality. And also, as you say, gives you something to refer back to. It becomes a metric, a marker, if you will, for helping us know where to direct our time and our energy. So writing things down is one of the first steps in really organizing our thoughts and leading to those organized plans that help us to attain our burning desire. We're going to take a short commercial break right here, and when we come back, we're going to continue with our guest, Ms. Vicki Hopps of Hopps Construction Services, headquartered in Tampa, Florida. And for those of you who are listening on the line, if you'd like to ask a question or you have a comment or want to join the dialogue, the number one on your phone. Now to our first commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back live on today's edition of the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio, where every Saturday morning we walk through Napoleon Hill's classic best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, which outlines a 13-step formula to success. This morning we're talking about the power of the mastermind. This is actually our second show talking about the power of the mastermind. And our guest this morning is Ms. Vicki Hopps of Hopps Construction Services, headquartered in Tampa, Florida. Tell us a little bit about your firm, please, Vicki, and how, again, you have used, well, let me just ask one question at a time. Tell us a little bit about your firm, Hopps Construction Services.
Okay, I'm a general contractor with the state of Florida. I'm a woman minority-owned business in Hillsborough County. We actually focus on many areas in the industry. I have, like I said, 11 projects that is currently going on in Tampa, Florida, but I also have some crews in the panhandle that is working with the disaster relief as well.
Oh, fantastic. As a result of Hurricane Michael, you know, they certainly need the help. One of the things you talked about earlier before our commercial break was how you have used the mastermind not only to build your business, Hop Construction Services, but also in your personal life. When people hear the title of the book, Think and Grow Rich, they instantly think about money. And obviously, money is very important. And in particularly in today's society, you have to have money. But what is so fascinating to me about this work is Think and Grow Rich, the principles, the 13 steps apply to any area of our lives. In my work with families, I focus on what I call the qualitative side of wealth, whereas people like financial planners, accountants, tend to focus on only the asset or the quantitative part. But if you think about it, wealth is really multidimensional. There's human capital, and without the human capital, there would be no financial capital. There's also intellectual capital, spiritual capital, social capital. There are all kinds of wealth. Share with us a little bit, Vicki, about how you have used the mastermind principle, as you mentioned earlier, in your personal life as well as with your business. Can you focus on the personal piece a little bit?
Yes, first of all, it was my family that I focused on to actually continue to use those that are taught in the mastermind, the book of Think and Grow Rich. I used it to help assist in growing the intellectual property in ways that I can maximize my financial piece of my life, but I also created my own practice session of mastermind, if you will, with my children, because I didn't have this knowledge at the age that they can get it sooner than me, which will help put them and position them in a better way of being able to not only grow intellectually, but financially to be on stable footing.
That is fabulous. So you are now teaching your children the mastermind principles as well as using it in your business.
Correct.
That is great. That is great. One of the questions that people often ask is, how do you start a mastermind group? I know it was one of the questions I asked Anne, how do you either start one or find one? And what you are sharing with us this morning is, I think, a powerful, powerful strategy, Vicki, and that is start where you are. Start right in your own household, helping to strengthen your family. And that resonates so strongly for me because that's what my work is about, helping business-owning families to both strengthen their families at the same time that they're growing their businesses and being as intentional in developing the family's human capital as we are in developing our financial capital. Sometimes we get so caught up in making the money and working, 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 which we must do, but if we're going to sustain that wealth, the reason that most of us work so hard is because of our families, because we want to provide for our children, our grandchildren, and generations beyond. And beginning to teach our children these principles is a very powerful foundation for building as well as sustaining that wealth across generations. I'm going to turn now to our master builder herself, Miss Ann McNeil, and ask Ann if you could share a little bit about the accountability meeting, the annual accountability meeting that happens at the beginning of every year. One of the things we've been talking about this morning is how Vicki was able to come into another mastermind group besides the first one she joined, but the ones that she's been working with now really have that element of accountability, support and accountability, which is so key. Can you share with us, Anne, your vision behind creating the annual accountability meeting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to apologize first to say that I'm just landing in Nassau, Bahamas, and I have a lot of music, festive activities going on in the background, but it is going to be an awesome opportunity for all of us to give an account for our lives. Because what we're looking at doing in January on the 5th is we're looking to, I like to call it, you know, just imagine if you were a publicly traded organization and your stockholders had to determine whether or not they would invest in you based upon what you did with the last 365 days of the year when you do your quarterly report for your stockholders. Just imagine if they had to determine whether or not they would invest in you based upon the earnings you receive, they receive from what you did the last 365 days. And that's what an annual meeting reminds me of. If each one of us is think of ourselves as a publicly traded corporation, are we really doing what we said we would do by setting goals, action plans, strategies in every single area of our lives, all 10 areas? And then at the end of the year, we would go before a tribunal, if you will, and that tribunal would determine whether or not you get another 365 days based upon what you did with the last 365 days. And so we don't quite have a tribunal, but we do want to encourage people, join us in Boca Raton on the 5th of January. Actually, if you can check into the hotel on the 4th so you can be there when we start early at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, January 5th, 2019 in particular, after the first Saturday of every year. But consider who is holding you accountable. When you think about forming a mastermind group of family members or friends or associates or business partners, imagine if you each held each other accountable for every single goal that you set. Because we cannot hit a goal we don't see, a goal that we don't measure. And we cannot measure a goal that we don't set. And we cannot set a goal if we don't have a vision for what we want to achieve in every single area of our lives. And just to remind us all, what are those areas? We have the spiritual area, and we have some members who are atheists, and I suggest practice that. We're not espousing any particular religion, but if you profess to be, you know, a believer or whatever it is, doesn't matter the religion, practice it. But who's holding you accountable? So when you consider your spiritual life, your family life, the financial area, like you're talking about, Thomasina, in terms of the different types of financial area we should be aware of. And then it's your health, your education, your personal development, your business or your professional career, your recreation, your civic areas of your life in terms of where do you give your time, your talents, and treasure to your professional or social organization, and then your creativity. So we encourage people to set goals for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and I can really tell you what I will be doing when I'm 92. And so it is phenomenal when you think about every age. Now, the children may not start with all of those goals, but they may have two or three. So that's what we do in January, Thomasina, when we come together once a year, hold each other accountable on the goals that we set. And also, I just want to say thank you to Vicky coming on because we have watched her grow phenomenally. And one of the other mastermind groups that we are in is called the National Association of Black Women in Construction, is in essence a mastermind group where we hold each other accountable for our business goals.
Powerful, powerful, very powerful. You touched on two things, and one, talking about different types of mastermind groups. Because, again, the number one, the very first step is having a burning desire. Most of us have multiple burning desires, multiple things that we're working on in our lives, whether it be our business, whether it be our family, or some other aspect of our personal lives. Can you talk about this notion of being engaged in multiple mastermind groups at the same time?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll give an example. We just finished a 10-week mastermind group of about 50 people who met every Monday for 10 weeks for a couple of hours where we focused on the speaking area of their lives. Well, you see, when you think about it, and I share this with people who are in that group, for the National Association of Speakers Association, National Speakers Association, affectionately called NSA, and we have a subcommittee of that organization called Black NSA. And I share with the members, you know, imagine the growth and prosperity that everyone experienced within 10 weeks from masterminding in the business area of their life. But just imagine if we were holding each other accountable for your total life, not just your business. So there are a lot of different mastermind groups, and I will also encourage people that you have to be very careful also, because there are organizations or individuals who would charge an enormous amount of money for people to mastermind. And really, if you don't have money and you'd like to mastermind, just get a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, or you can get a copy of my book, How to Start and Run a Successful Mastermind Group, published by Ann McNeil. Yes, the Master Builder was my McNeil factor. But nevertheless, there are a number of different organizations that you can align yourself with to mastermind. I'd like to also suggest, when you think about masterminding in the different areas, I like to encourage people to get in one mastermind group and then set your goals in all of the areas so you have one group that's holding you accountable on a regular basis, but it does not inhibit you from getting in a number of masterminds. For example, personally, I'm in three different mastermind groups. I'm in a mastermind group where I am being coached in my business. I'm in a mastermind group where I am coaching individuals. And then I'm in a mastermind group where we've been together for over 10 years now, in particular,
wow,
where we're masterminding our total life. And we meet every single Monday morning at 6 a.m. for an hour. And five of us, you know, a couple of people are international, and we come together for an hour. Each person shares what their affirmation is. We always start our mastermind group meetings with an affirmation, because auto-suggestion mm-hmm. chapter in the book shares with us, if we don't see it, if we don't repeat it, if we don't imagine it, chances are we are not talking to our subconscious mind, which is the chemical laboratory of our minds. It's the subconscious. And if we're not talking to it subliminally, like the average, and telling it what we want over and over and over again, chances are our subconscious is not going to pick up those desires, and it's not going to help us achieve it. I was reading in the book this morning by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, in preparation for this radio show, and I read something that gave me an aha moment where Napoleon Hill talked about the fact that wisdom alone would not give you your desires. And I went, oh, my gosh, just imagine. There are a lot of very smart people, and they're very wise, but if they're not wise in how to make money, if they're not wise in how to form a mastermind group and allow other people to hold them accountable, then they become what we call, I won't say it on the air, but, you know, it's just imagine just being so heavenly minded and no worth, worldly good, if you will. And so it's not mm-hmm. just about the wisdom. It really also is about the knowledge and the understanding that the other book shares with us, which is the Bible, of course. And it shares with us how we should have all of these. And then again, Andrew Carnegie told us that the very first mastermind group was Jesus Christ and the 12 disciples. So when you think about the foundation of this concept, it is just simply phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Absolutely phenomenal. And there are several things that you said, Anne, that I'd love to pick up on. You mentioned the Black NSA, the subgroup of the National Speakers Association, and the mastermind group that they have where you come and share about the 13 steps to riches. I know that Vicki was a part of that effort, as was I. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Vicki to share with us about her experience of the power of the mastermind through the Black NSA. And then we're going to come back and talk about what is the McNeil factor, and another recent effort that we had the opportunity to take advantage of the McNeil factor in the context of the power of the mastermind. Now to a short commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to today's edition of the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, Think and Grow Rich, where every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we walk through and discuss the principles, the 13 steps to riches as outlined in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And as we talked about earlier, the formula is gold. It is a formula that the principles are universal. They apply in our financial lives with respect to our businesses and the accumulation of money, as well as in any and every other area of our lives that we are focusing on and endeavoring to have success. One of the things that Ann mentioned in our segment just before the break was the Black NSA, which is a subgroup of the National Speakers Association that just finished a 10-week mastermind session walking through the book Think and Grow Rich. And both Vicki and I had an opportunity to be a part of that with Ann leading that effort. Vicki, can you share a little bit about your experience in taking advantage of the power of the mastermind in the context of Black NSA?
Yes. Well, when I first got the call to join Black NSA, of course, I always say, what is Miss Ann doing now? But Miss Ann has the eye to be able to see and know the direction that you need to be going with her experience of not just life, but her experience in her business and the business of people. So, of course, I just followed, did what she asked me to do, which was join Black NSA. And I learned so much. Again, I was being held accountable for what my goals were set to be. I was being held accountable for everything that I said that I wanted to do. So with my accountability partner having to check on me a couple of times a week, it held my feet to the fire with doing what I said I was going to do. Well, I also learned in the Black NSA that it's not just about speaking. I learned how to get paid several times on one action of what I had to do with my business. So that was what I learned to be able to multiply that income, doing the job one time and getting paid several times on that. So
that,
whatever reason you saw it, I loved it. Yes.
That's great, and I apologize for interrupting, but that is a powerful lesson. How do we leverage what we have? Our, as Ann says, our money begins to make money. And one of the concepts I love about that leverage principle through something like Black SNA is being a speaker, you give a presentation one time. Take that exact same presentation, and all you need to do is tailor maybe the stories that you share for your particular audience, but you're not reinventing the wheel every time. And if you have, say, a blog or a blog talk radio show, you can take that same presentation that you gave as a speech and got paid for, repurpose that material as a blog, repurpose that material as a series of tweets perhaps, or as something that you post on Facebook or Instagram, or that you develop a segment or an episode of a blog talk radio show around. A very powerful lesson that shows how the power of the mastermind. There are so many things out there these days that we can use to grow our businesses and improve ourselves. Nobody knows everything. So tapping into the power of those around ourselves is a really powerful way of taking advantage of the mastermind. The next issue I'd love to share a little bit with our audience about, Anne mentioned that she has a book out on how to create your own mastermind. And Anne is the master builder, as we said, not only of buildings and facilities, but also of people and helping them to build better lives. And share with us a little bit about the Anne McNeil Success System and what exactly is the McNeil Factor. And then I'm going to ask you, Vicki, to share a little bit about your experience this past week and Anne in the retreat context, looking at the power of the mastermind.
Absolutely, absolutely, Thomasina. Well, I consider the Anne McNeil Factor to consist of a system that I've been living and creating over the last 40 years, whereby I start with myself with the six steps to riches, and weekly living in those six steps and using the six steps in different areas of my life. But once I take those six steps, which include how much money do you want? That's the first step. The second step, Napoleon Hill says, what are you going to, in terms of some kind of product or service you're going to sell in return for the money? That's the second step. The third step he asks you is to give a date by which you are going to have the money by. The fourth step is to create a plan of action. The fifth step is to turn those four steps into an action step. Plan statement, something you're going to be able to repeat in a firm every day. And then the sixth step is to recite that twice a day. So that's part of my Anne McNeil Success System and the McNeil Factor. So what I do with those is I'm a very early riser. And also in the Black NSA Mastermind Group, we have what we call an early risers mastermind group, where whatever time you get up, as long as it's before 6 o'clock, we just text up. We don't talk or anything. So I rise usually between 3:30, 4:30 daily. And I have a process of what I go through, which is to journal, release my mind using the Julia Cameron, the artist way concept. And then I begin to read. And I read in three or four different areas, preparing my day. I then lay my day out, review the day, reflect the day, and then plan. But looking at my goals, my affirmations, and all of the things that I've ascribed to do. Now, with that being said, I look at masterminding to hold myself accountable, and I have something I call the know, like, and trust factor, if you will, in the fact that people really look to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So when you take your mastermind group, this is one of the reasons why it's very difficult to mastermind with total strangers, because if you don't know them, like them, or trust them, you're not going to be willing to be open to share with them. So as a part of my process, what I do then is I take all of those different areas, I take the 10 areas of my life, I review them, and then in reviewing them, I set my intentional goals for the day will impact my day. Now, in addition to that, take my civic area, for example. We talked about very briefly the National Association of Black Women in Construction. That's the civic. So everything I do, Thomasina, is congruent. It is intentional. Mm-hmm. And my desire is to connect everything with everything else. So it allows me to repurpose my energy. So as opposed to experiencing an energy with some people would say an expense, I look at it as an investment. Because how many times can I repurpose that energy? Same thing we do with our thinking and our actions. How many times can you repurpose that one thought, that one action, intentionally? So in looking at all of those, Thomasina, that allows me what I call to create my Anne McNeil Success System, if you will, and that is coupled with the number of businesses that I'm involved in, 3 for-profit that I own, and then 3 not-for-profit that I am either the founder of or intentionally very involved with, and all 6 of those things are connected to each other. So that's kind of a long story, very short. But that is, to me, what I teach when I host my Anne McNeil Success System retreat once a year on the island for 3 days, which we were just coming back from, because it allows me an opportunity to use what I have called my life survey in the 10 different areas, which all of us have experienced, the life survey, and then being able to check those things off that I have actually achieved. And then in addition to that, what things I want to work on, it allows me then to set the intention for the next month, the next year, and years in the future for how I will then long-term or short-term achieve those goals. So that's it.
Fantastic. That's it. That is a heck of a lot. And as I said, both Dickie and I were privileged this past week to attend our first, but not last, our first Ann McNeil Success System Island Retreat. Vicki, I would like to ask you to share with our listening audience your experience of the McNeil Factor, your experience of Ann McNeil Success System Island Retreat, and the power of the mastermind, given that that is so fresh. Tell us about how you enjoyed the retreat.
I definitely enjoyed it because I never, ever do anything for myself. But, again, dealing with Miss Ann and learning the tools on how to be successful, I realized that every day, and these are the words she said to me that resonated with me, I was allowing people and things to deposits for me, but I was never putting any deposits in. So going to that retreat allowed me to be able to charge my battery and being able to think and reflect on the things that I need to do to be better. Now, one thing that she does teach, and that's to be in service. So I do a lot of being in service, but again, if I'm just allowing people to withdraw from me, not take deposits from me, withdraw from me, but I'm never making a deposit. So that was what I took and learned from the retreat, that I need to take the time to make those deposits to even be in service, not only just to be in service, but to be better for myself, to be better for my children, to be better for my business, that I needed to take that time to be able to make those deposits.
Powerful, powerful. Another powerful lesson, depositing into ourselves. Because people will squeeze the last drop out of us, not always intentionally or maliciously, but as long as we're giving, people are more than happy to take. And as they remind us, whenever we get on an airplane, we have to put on our own oxygen mask first. Even if we have a small child with us, especially if we have a small child with us, we need to put on our own oxygen mask first to feed into, pour into ourselves so that we are then strong enough to be able to do all the things that we have to do. And as women in particular, we are so used to taking charge, taking control, making sure that it gets done because there are so many people depending on us. And what I loved about the retreat is, as you said, Vicki, it was an opportunity to get away from the busyness of our lives, to stop, to think, to reflect on what is it that I have accomplished over the past year. How did I do that? What are the things that I want to continue to do, and what are the things that I want to do differently? One of the things that Anne also emphasizes that is very much a part of this concept is to ask the question, when do you have time to think? We schedule everything else in our lives. We schedule when we're going to pick up the kids. We schedule when we're going to do the marketing for our business. We schedule when to get our hair done. We schedule everything but time for ourselves to just be still, still small voice, be a receptive vehicle for step five, which is the imagination, for those ideas to come to us about the things that we can do to further ourselves to attain our goals. It does require taking time to think on a daily basis. Having an annual retreat is very powerful, very nourishing, and to be in the company of like-minded people, another form of mastermind, very, very helpful. But also to do that on a regular basis each and every day, to incorporate that as a habit into our routine, is another part of this success formula of how we advance our every area of our lives, our businesses, and our personal lives. I also love that Anne is so organized. And when she says success system, it is a system. Actually, Anne, I think of the McNeil factor as a set of systems, a collection of systems for different things that we're working on. And to have that opportunity to have Anne pour into us all of her specialized knowledge, again, taking advantage of the mastermind and the knowledge that other people have that we don't have, which is truly invaluable, an invaluable experience. I also want to let folks know, we talk annual accountability retreat, where Anne framed it as coming to our board of directors or a group of people to decide whether or not they're going to invest in us for the next year. That annual accountability meeting is held the first Saturday of every year. The first Saturday of every year. This year, that date is January 5th. And if you'll go to our website on Blog Talk Radio, we have a link there to Eventbrite. And you can go there and get additional information as well as go ahead and register. The event is held in Boca Raton, Florida, the first Saturday of every year. We are going to take our last commercial break for this show, and when we come back, we're going to be wrapping up talking about the power of the mastermind.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
We are back live with today's edition of the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, where every Saturday morning we focus on the principles of Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich, reviewing the 13 keys outlined for success in attaining riches in our businesses, riches in our personal lives, riches as it relates to our families. Our special guest this morning has been Ms. Vicki Hopps of Hopps Construction Services, headquartered in Tampa, Florida. Thank you so much, Vicki, for being our guest this morning. We really benefited from the juicy nugget that you were able to share with us about your journey in taking advantage of the power of the mastermind. Do you have any parting thoughts that you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Yes. I would, first of all, like to encourage everyone to be at that January 5th date. I've already registered. Not only did I register, I've registered my children because I think sometimes the information, yes, is better received when they hear it from someone else, especially someone that has as much wisdom as Miss Anne McNeil. And even though we just ended our retreat, I'm already making plans to visit the 2019 retreat.
Great, great. Get it on the calendar now because life will get in the way. But if you, again, back to that writing it down, making that commitment. If you write it down and then you put down your money, that ensures that you will be there. And
yes.
Did you have any parting words that you'd like to share with our listening audience about the power? I know I shouldn't ask you, do you? I know we could do another whole hour show or more with your words of wisdom about the power of the mastermind. But what would you like to share with our audience as we end today's show?
Again, I would like to ditto what was just said by you and also by Vicki. This year coming up, we're going to be focusing on marriages, masterminding marriages and families. And with the work you do and what Vicki has just said, I can't say any more other than encouraging people to join us in January. Actually, if you can come in on the 4th, so you can be there for the 5th, because on the night of the 4th, we will do a open mic and allow people to just share their experiences from the previous year. But on the 5th, we will be masterminding your life in terms of having you share an accountability for yourself. So I'm very excited. I want to thank all of our listeners and look forward to seeing everybody in January. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ann. And again, you can go to our website on blogtalkradio.com. Simply type in the word Masterminders, and our page will come up. There you will find the link that will take you directly to the Eventbrite site to get more information about the Think and Grow Rich Annual Accountability Meeting, January 5th, the first Saturday in January, the first Saturday of the year. It will be held in Boca Raton, Florida. You can get information and register there at that link. We also have a link on our website to the website of our guest this morning, Ms. Vicki Hopps of Hopps Construction Services. You can go there and learn more about her business. We want to invite you to join us next Saturday morning. Again, we are here every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Saturday, we'll be moving on to Step 10, Napoleon Hill's 13-step success formula. And Step 10 focuses on the mystery of sex transmutation. Yes, the mystery of sex transmutation. And I know you'll all want to listen in to understand what that is and how that can contribute to your success. As we close out today's show, we simply want to remind you that, as Napoleon Hill says, no individual can have great power without availing himself or herself of the principle of the mastermind. Until next Saturday, thank you, and remember to continue to think and grow rich.
For more information,